Hello everyone, this is David Strange, and from all of us here at Lemire Fears, we want to thank everyone that has collectively given us such positive feedback on our newest episode, Strange Tales Volume 1. Now we are currently hard at work on a new episode, which will be out in the coming week. But right now, I want to announce the newest platforms which you can hear us on. Our new main platform is Anchor. You could also hear us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Breaker, Overcast, Pocket Casts, Radio Public, and Stitcher. We are currently working on getting on Apple iTunes, and as soon as that happens, we will tell you, of course. Like, what else are we going to do? Not tell you? But seriously, sit back, relax, and enjoy this retro episode of Lemire Fears. And I hope you enjoyed my voice over this minute, 5 seconds, 10 seconds. Because quite honestly, this is the most you're going to hear of me throughout this entire retro episode.
Media etiquette, like you gotta know, like, yo,
oh, that's going to happen real soon.
It's got to, because even from a business perspective, like just for me to drop a fucking jewel on passing, if I let somebody else have the floor, it's the reason why the whole Taylor Rebell shtick is what really stuck. Number one, it was a pen name that just came over one day. It was like, hey, you know, my middle name's fucking Taylor, sure. You know, what's been my personality trait? Everybody said I was. Oh, you always been a rebel. All right, cool. Rebels. All right, cool. I'll roll with it. Taylor Rebels. Got it. You got it. I also know, at the very same time, just like anyone else who was trying to work in a specific industry, like, let's say, corporate, where I was working in corporate finance, I can't be, I'm Imani Wilson, and I'm going to take this bong rip right now without somebody being able to Google my shit. I remember I went on an interview when someone said, so if I Google your name right now, nothing crazy will come up. I'm like, no, you can absolutely do a background check. You can check any social media or whatever. Like, nope, all I got is my LinkedIn. All I got is just this and that. That's it. No background, no nothing. Okay, cool, perfect. That's pretty much what we need. Thanks. I'm thinking to myself now, like, it's fucked up because some people have fucking lost their jobs for less.
Right.
All just because they had an opinion. And don't get me wrong, for those people who are racist and they lose their jobs, I'm kind of torn on that. Just a little bit. Because sure, they're pieces of shit and they deserve whatever energy comes to them.
Yeah.
But at the same time, if someone calls me a monkey, makes monkey noises, and so I should throw a banana at that monkey, I'm not saying he's got a I'm not saying he necessarily has to lose his fucking his pension job. I mean, it's a good look on the company. I dig it.
Yeah.
You know, you want to keep ethical standards, but you know, it's a weird, you know, slippery slope.
It's just funny when you know half the company thinks the same exact way.
Exactly, and it's just a matter of saving face. It's like, ooh, this is bad for business. So, yo, bro, we're gonna have to cut you loose. Because this shit will fuck up numbers for us, and we don't need Al Sharpton telling everybody to stop fucking with this said energy company.
But then you go golfing with that nigga next week.
Word up. Exactly. Big fucking exactly.
Golf with him, nigga. Like, golf, I know, my bad, bro. I had to do it. But nah, yo, for real, fuck these monkeys out here.
Say. Pretty much. It's like, yo, what's the dude? This is a severance package, administrative leave. Listen, I don't fucking like them any less. But you shouldn't go ahead and be out there saying that on Facebook. Just don't. Just don't. Go on Stormfront or something if you want to fucking... Or fucking Breitbart if you want to go ahead and go air out your bullshit. All right? Bye-bye.
But you know what's crazy about that? I kind of feel like that's really unfair.
It is unfair.
I really feel like it's unfair.
It's unfair if you want to go ahead and censor one particular thought or point of views and not accept the other. That's why, like, I tell people now, and I'm not even going to say who it is, because that's actually my homie. I got a homie who's an avid fucking Trump supporter, meaning he got that shit on his car. He fucking absolutely does it. Like, that's my homie from the South, white guy, military, guns, tattoos, all that shit. You look at him and you would think that he would be like, and I always joke about it and pardon any trigger warnings, but the kind of person you think that'd be like, oh, get the fuck out of my face, nigger, with the ER at the end.
Yeah.
But cool dude. Trump supporter, like, even on his little, like, cover background, Trump Pence. I dig it. He's a cool ass motherfucker.
Probably
he's
the guy that threw the monkey peel. Not the monkey peel.
The banana at Dave Chappelle?
Yeah.
Probably. Yeah. Oh my God.
Daddy, can you tell me about the time you threw that banana peel at that nigger?
Oh my God.
Let me tell you.
Oh my God. If you have not seen the Dave Chappelle stand up special,
I just watched those today.
Oh my God. I watched
fucking
those.
Fucking hilarious.
Fucking yesterday. I'm telling you.
Yo, Dave Chappelle's the bad.
Wait. What is the sun? Shine a light on this. It smooths to the touch. It glistens in the night.
Stupid.
This is fuzzy juice.
Fuck. Stupid.
Yo, that shit had me rolling, sir. This is fuzzy juice.
Motherfucker is ridiculous.
Yo.
And it's amazing, speaking about PC shit, he made a really good point about that whole Pacquiao situation with Nike. Like, don't get me wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I got nothing but love for the LGBTQ community, but you're asking of a guy who's of a specific culture, and he made a fucking take that was more about his religious stance upon people's orientations and whatnot. You're like, okay, fuck your sneakers, because we don't need a whole brand of people saying fuck our brand. So sorry, Manny, you're the fuck up out of there. Back it up, Pacquiao.
That's my thing too. Like, yo, when that actually happened, I was kind of on Pacquiao's side. You know what I mean? It ain't got nothing to do with the gays. It's just like, why would y'all make him do that? Why?
Doesn't make sense.
He's from outside the states. A lot of countries don't fuck with gay people outside the states. Like, come on.
And it's funny because just like Chappelle was saying, the Philippines is rampant with fucking transgender people. And how they deal with them there is its own fucking topic. I'm saying it's necessarily an issue, but you're asking somebody who's from a different place and perspective where they've got their own differences and societal norms.
Yeah.
Hey, how do you feel about this particular issue? Are you expecting them to just go be PC and go be corporate and be like, well, it's fine if they have their own varying opinions. He's like, well, the Bible says they'll be struck down upon them with fucking great vengeance and furious anger. It's like, nice. So your sneakers are gone because we're going to have picket lines, a bunch of shit.
I would
have
went at PR for that. Why would y'all ask him that? Why would y'all even go to him for that in the first place?
Because people love, I'm telling you, people just love baiting shit. It was just like he was saying, like Chappelle was saying in this special, this really is the age of spin. Motherfuckers love spinning some shit and taking it the wrong way. It's just like what I mentioned earlier about off mics, about his whole comment with the old Key and Peele thing. I don't think that was a negative slam against him. I think he was like, yo, here's a pair of black comics doing this fucking sketch show on Comedy Central. That's a big hit. They're basically doing my fucking show, basically.
And they was on the same time slot, too.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
And the funny thing is, when he dropped out, they put the worst person in his place. They got fucking Carlos Mencia up there. That motherfucker right there. Oh, my God. Number one.
He was talented, you know.
No. In most comedic circles, most motherfuckers.
I mean, you know, he was talented when he had Joss Blue on. That's when he was his most talented.
Joss Blue?
Yeah.
Who's Joss Blue?
He's this comedian with, I don't want to misdiagnose some cerebral palsy.
Oh, okay.
But he's fucking funny as hell.
But if you think about it, though, like, I've never seen somebody like, you know, it's funny because black people can have their own perspectives upon the black experience, and it'd be like an enlightening moment.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like Carlos Mencia was jucking and jiving, though. That whole beaner bullshit, wetback fucking bit, like, I'm like, dude. That's a little.
He's exploiting it.
Yeah, I'm like that. I'm like, that's a little much. That's like me saying, oh yeah. And it's funny because whenever you have three black people come together to cook out, they're not really having a cookout. They're having a coon out. And it's just like, I'm sitting there looking at the certain shit that he's saying. I'm like, dude, how the fuck do you now go face your people with a straight face and be able to say like, I did this for the culture? You didn't.
I never liked him because it's like you could. All right, like,
and then the fucking did it. Dude, you know damn well.
You know what it was? You know what it was? The way, at least from my perspective, like you were saying, black art, like black comedians, we come together, we actually have a moment. Because it's like at the end of the day, people could be laughing. All we're doing is just telling stories. In my mind, Mencia used the fact that he's Mexican. He's an ethnic. Like, basically, was like, I could say all the shit that white people want to say, but they politically can't.
Right.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's like, y'all, I know y'all want to call me a wetback. I'm going to do it for you. Blah, blah, blah. I'm a, you want to make fun of some special people? I'll do it for you. No. Get the fuck out of my face, dog. I ain't asked for that. They can have that. You can take that to whoever the fuck you want. I mean, bro, I'm not trying to hear all that.
Pretty much.
You know what I mean? Like, if you want to make me laugh, like, I like comedians, but I like comedians who, like, just talk to you. Versus actually sitting there trying to make you laugh. Like, you could tell, like, they're trying to make you laugh because you're not funny.
God, I look back at Dane Cook like that, and I go, what the fuck did people think were funny?
Dane Cook.
Because I look at his old specials compared to other people's specials, and I'm like, I'm getting so much from these different people's parts and insights. Instead, this is like some guy who did Coke and Red Bull. It was like, yeah, because if you think about it now, this is exactly what happens. Oh! And I'm like, what the fuck did I just watch? Versus like Bill Burr maybe off the hand, or Dave Chappelle, mm-hmm. or anybody like that. I'm like, I don't come away from anything with anything from him. From Dane Cook. It's just like, wow.
I liked Dane Cook for a while. I did like him.
He had a moment, I'm not even gonna fucking front. He had a moment in time where I was like, alright, like this is some funny shit, and I appreciate it for what it was. Mm-hmm. But then at some point it's kinda like, alright, you never really followed up with anything after that, so it was just kinda like this was a flash in the moment, just bam, you were hot for that quick second.
Good quick second, and then he did like two movies.
And it fizzled. Oh, he was in Mr. Brooks, which was hilarious.
I think, like, my favorite skit from him, though, my favorite joke from him is when you make friends with that motherfucker at the job that no one else talks to, or whatever. Oh, like, he would come in and be like, oh, you know, hey, I hear, like, pens. Here's a pen, blah, blah, blah. He would just pay attention to all these little things that this guy would, like, you know, he would like chocolate, Snickers, and all that shit, right? But this is the motherfucker, again, no one talks to, everyone's shitting on, and blah, blah, blah. So the motherfucker comes to the building one day with a gun and starts shooting up the place, right? And then Dane is just in his office, and the dude comes in, looks at him, he's like, thanks for the pen, and just walks off and continues his slaughter, and I'm just like, yo, that was the best, because that's the realest shit.
Oh, it's definitely the real.
You want to make friends with the motherfucker no one talks to.
Oh, I've been notorious for that shit. I remember back at the campus, I made fucking friends with the, with the Taiwanese dude, Chin Chow. Motherfuckers look at me like I was crazy banging out with Chin Chow at lunch. I'm like, yo, I'm like, don't be Chin Chow's dope. He comes to me like, hey, my name, like, what's up, Chin Chow? Motherfuckers be like, you know him? I'm like, dude, the fuck?
Yeah.
He's among us. What the fuck do you mean I know him? He's a person.
Dude, art school, I made friends with the nerds. Like, all the nerds and the little rejects. I
always say, the nerd, alternative, goth, punk, all of those fucking people have so much more to offer than the motherfuckers who are doing every other fucking thing.
They were bigger freaks than the regular people.
That's right.
What, like, was one guy, his name was Jared, right? He was gender confused, yet he wasn't.
Mm.
He was comfortable with the fact that he was gender confused.
So he was unknowingly fluid.
He would literally walk the streets of New York City in like half a dress. But then like wear like a Giants jersey or some shit. Or whatever. And I'm like,
that's real.
Is that like a thing for you? Or is that not like, you know, not to be condescending, but it's like, what happened with you? And he's just like, I don't know. One day I tried to figure out what the fuck I was. I didn't, and I stuck with it. And he's comfortable with it. Like, you see his art, it's like, it's amazing, it's magical, it's super detailed, super but it's so fucking cuddly, it makes me sick. It's amazing, but it's sickening at the same just time.
So fucking sugary, makes your fucking teeth hurt.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But it's like he and like his whole group ended up being like some of the most interesting motherfuckers there.
Mm-hmm.
It was never a dull day with them.
Mm-hmm.
I chill with the regular people, even some of the cool people, and it's like, let's have a beer. Let's talk about who I fucked last week.
I'm so fucking shallow. That's just like
fun. Yes.
Like, again, I gotta go back. Like, thank you for the vapid bullshit. That's like so hollow inside, like, wow, that's great. Whereas this person was telling me about transcendentalism, you're sitting there talking about, yo, did you see that show where such and such said that shit was hilarious. It's like, thanks.
And you see that, I think that's that's one of the pluses about, like, living in this age, too, is that it's like being online, you find a lot of bullshit, but you find a lot of hidden gems, too. Because it's like, at the end of the day, you can still kind of get a vibe from people just looking at their profiles, their pictures, and all this and that. And sometimes you might just see some shit where it's like, yo, this person seems like they're really fucking cool.
Right.
And then you meet them, and it turns out they're even cooler than their fucking profile.
Yep.
Like, what the fuck? Knew a guy who was, oh, perfect. Show I did in Newburgh, right? Mm-hmm. Seen this guy's art. Not bad. Blah, 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 this and this and that. We're talking, we're all smoking, all this and that, right? Guy tells me he knows a guy that can get me, you know, hallucinogens. Nice. And you know, if anyone knows me, I've been looking for shit like that for years. I'm trying to do this shit before I hit the big 3-0, just to have that experience.
Of course.
Come, the motherfucker messages me like the week, like 2 weeks later, talking about, yo, I got this shit for you. And I'm like, word? How much? Bro, it's free. Just come up and get it. I'm like, how? Oh, I know a guy. That's my homie.
Get you high, no.
You know what I mean? And I'm just like, so for over 10 years, I've been bullshitted by how many people? And you just have it out of nowhere?
Ah, yes.
All because a nigga decided to open up and be like, you know what? Let's meet a guy. Let's talk to some people.
Yes.
Let's do shit like that. I got free shit waiting for me up in upstate New York. I just have to go and get it. That's amazing. That is amazing to me. Like, you know what I mean? So it's like shit like that. It's like, it's a yin and yang kind of thing. Like,
the greatest resource to the human race is the fellow fucking man.
Yeah.
It really fucking is. And I've come to see that
shit. Internet makes it a lot easier.
Oh, yeah. It's, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's the accessibility. It's just what you do with it. Because you can dick around and talk all day of, it's like, dude, I really think the Kardashians are just like really fucking like empty-headed bitches. It's like, okay, while you're sitting here doing that and they're earning millions and they're doing exactly what it is that they want to do with their business, someone is making connections with people that they would probably have never thought in their wildest dreams. And they're enjoying the experience of it. It's just a matter of what you do with the access and the time. Like, that's really just it. Like I remember the other day, I was just in the middle of meditation or reflection. I was like, yo, looking back at this now, I'm seeing how so much shit has stemmed off of just me either taking a risk and putting an art piece out and seeing how that led me to so many groups and other people, and that led to so many opportunities and things. And I'm like, yo, you put that one vlog about a pair of sneakers. That shit was dope. You then tag that one person who saw that shit and say, yo, that's dope. Join this group. Then that person say, yo, I can make you those sneakers. Yo, I can find you this shit. Yo, we could be able to meet up and do all this other shit. I'm like, wow. That's amazing. One choice led to so many others. Or then I think to myself, like, networking. Cool, I decide to go reach out one particular time to go to the event, to an event, and lend out my time for these people for a similar cause. That led for me to run into three other people, which led into different opportunities, which led to me to go to these other events, to do all these other fucking things. And I'm like, you see what happens when you tap into the fucking endless resource of the person right fucking next to you?
And it's that's a
beautiful fucking thing.
That's why I was mad as fuck at your cousin.
Yeah.
Because the chick, it wasn't just some regular chick, that's why. I'm trying to plant seeds here. So. Like, and so far, she ain't pushing back. You feel me? Mm. Liking pics, little comments here and there. I'm like, I'll be just little shit on the side. Like, she made this post about, if you're not trying to put a ring on it, blah, 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 don't even bother. And I'm like, well, I got two. What's up?
Bomb.
And just started laughing. Just like, all that extra shit. So I'm like, yo, say, like, work with me, dog. Like, work with me.
Like, it's such a slippery slope depending on the person that you're dealing with, bro. I'm telling you, you get those fucking people where it's like, you know, they're down for the thought of it, but it's like, it's just good. Like they're kind of just like you, where it's like, yeah, I'm just putting some shit out there just because it was in my mind. But it's almost like people aren't even used that interaction to someone engaging further. That's like one of the relationships I'm building with someone now is like really cool. It's like, yo, realize now just speaking. It's like, you know, you put shit out there, people respond and make their little one word, two word, three word responses, and they keep it moving. But have somebody like engage you deeply. It's like, it's a really like deep connection to have. I'm like, yo, I try to do that shit with people on a regular because, one, you just don't know where a person may be. It's like I was telling somebody the other day, one of my homies who's like a major sneakerhead, like, all right, I got like a little upwards of 50 pairs of Chucks. That's light compared to one of my homies who I called the king, which I realized he ain't even the king of this shit. He's just another person here. He's got a little over like 1,200 pairs. And, yeah, I know, I just said a little over 1,200, because I know a motherfucker who's got like 2,200 and counting on a regular basis of sneakers. He'll just post it and be like, oh, pair number 2,233. And I'm like, okay. I'm just in it because I like it. That's a whole nother journey. You're on a whole nother journey. But this guy, we went from talking about shoes and shooting the shit the way he's like, yo. I think I told you, he's like, yeah, so my girlfriend's kind of a bitch, right? But it's okay because I love her. And she realizes that, you know, I'm a bit of a pushover. And I'm just like, okay, gotcha. I'm curious to see where this is all going. But I'm listening. I hear you. Yeah. But then I realized, like, you know what? If he could turn to someone like me who's just another sneaker head and just be able to open himself up like that, then I got to respect this moment. I got to appreciate it for what it's worth and just let him have it. Just let him have it. Because, you know, sometimes we fucking need that shit. It's just sometimes a dangerous game because then you'll have those people open up and it's like, yo, you just kind of unloaded on me right here, right now. And I'm like, I didn't necessarily sign up for this ride. So let's make sure this is mutualistic, you know, exchange right here. Because if you're just dropping all this shit on me and I didn't ask for it or we didn't open up with this, then you're kind of just venting onto me. And, you know, there are paid professionals who you can do that with who will help you sort all of that shit out. Don't mind helping in passing, but, you know, just to come to me and be like, oh, dude, it happened again. It's like...
And that's the worst. Boy. That's the worst if you're trying to fuck them. It's like, come on.
Oh, yeah, because now everything is, you're not only fucking, but you're also somebody's fucking shrink. It's like, go ahead, speak to me. By the way, take off your shirt. It's like, all right, it's like, oh my God. You would not believe the shit this dickhead was doing. It's like, yeah, and the pants. And the pants is cold. Just, okay, I'm sorry. It's like, but, you know, and it's just like, you know, it's fucked up. And the pants. Yeah, it's just like, yeah, it's like, you can keep the socks on your shit. And it's just like, you know, sometimes you have people that are like that. And I watch for the women that do that shit. Because I'm like, yo, I'm not your fucking armchair doctor and emergency dick in the glass.
Yeah, I'm kind of having that right now.
Oh, Lordy.
I wouldn't say that. It's kind of like having conversation, but it could go either way.
Yeah.
It can go either way. It depends on who says what first.
And it's weird because, you know, not for nothing, then women would be like, oh, well, just because I open up to you doesn't mean I'm opening my fucking legs up to you. Now, no one fucking said that has to be the fucking equivalent, but if I'm reaching out to you because I'm showing interest and I like speaking and engaging with you, and your only takeaway from this is, well, I get to just unload the shit of my day that no one else would have the time for except the person that's failing me, like you right now. So I'm going to do it. I'm going to have this moment. Man, if that shit becomes a trend, it's like, come on, man. We got to nip that kind of shit in the bud. And it's fucking crazy how it's like you'll have more and more people now having those sort of problems or just having even the smallest of interactions with someone and not be able to fucking know how to vocalize it. Like, one of my people posted that shit the other day on an ending note. He was just like, yo. He's like, if you got a fucking problem with somebody, just fucking tell them. What is this not speaking to a motherfucker and telling them what the issue is? He's like, that shit boggles the mind. Mm-hmm. All right, bro. It's happened to me more often than not. I've lost, like, homies around me because it's like, yo, you will tell the next man, son, all this shit's problem, this shit, whatever the case may be, I got an issue with this motherfucker. He'll tell you. We've had many powwows. I'm like, dude, this is what the fuck I'm sharing with you right now, and this is what it is. Let's just lay out the hard facts and move on from there.
Yeah.
But when you're harboring some shit, you're like, I'm not really fucking with that nigga, son. Why? Because you on some bullshit. Like, then call me and tell me I'm on some bullshit so I can tell you, like, yo, listen, honestly, then I was on some bullshit. Thank you for letting me know. It, you know, clears up the whole thing. Now, can I be able to exchange this shit with you so now we can move the fuck on? Because if not, then we can just keep it moving.
It just sits there.
Yeah, it sits there, it festers, it collects time and interest, and it's fucking dumb. Like, I'm telling you, like, it's really fucking dumb.
And it ends up becoming, like, this bigger issue that didn't need...
Yeah, it becomes a big issue. And then the funniest thing is it's never beef. It's never beef. Beef is, I better not see you. I better not hear of you or know of you being around because it's a fucking problem. It becomes this weird fucking, like, petty fucking, like, disagreement and misunderstanding. And it's like, no. No, it's not that serious. It doesn't have to ever be that serious. So I think the one common element that we're getting through all this is just the accessibility and interaction of people in the modern age in fucking 2017. Yeah. There is something weird. I don't know what the fuck needs to happen. Whether someone needs to be like, yo, you think what I'm thinking? You think what I'm thinking, aren't you? All right, cool, bet. One whole week without internet. Go. Poof. Knock that fucking box off. I'm dying to see what the fuck happens. I'm dying to see what would happen. One whole week without the internet. I would love to know what happened if the fucking world had without a whole fucking week without the internet. Because I feel like now, so much shit would go down. Motherfuckers would be like, yo, how am I going to check my bank? Call the motherfuckers. Oh, how am I going to go do something else? But you go manually fucking do it. How the fuck am I going to get to work? Motherfucker, use the GPS navigation for when I can just do the show off my phone? Bro, do it. You don't know your fucking way to work? You mean tell me you've been driving the same route, you don't know the fucking way?
That's like, ridiculous.
You'll be fucking surprised.
Are you serious?
You'll be motherfucking surprised. I know some people where it's like, yo, this particular route, that like, yo, I just put the shit in the phone and I go. And I'm like, wow. I'm like, I'm like, what happens if your shit die? No, it's my shit before
I don't pay attention to shit.
Yo, I know motherfuckers that do that. That's ridiculous. Trust me. So I'm thinking to myself, one solid week without the internet, I'd be really interested to see if it wouldn't throw people into fucking chaos.
I mean,
I feel like it's the equivalent of knocking off a power grid. You knock off the internet for a week, motherfuckers ain't gonna know what the fuck to do. They'd be like, great, I can't go online, I can't fucking rant, I can't go listen to this podcast, watch this video, or whatever the fuck, I can't let people know about my day.
I can tell you from personal experience, it is the most liberating thing in the world. The first day is gonna be your hardest, because that's the day you realize you do a lot of shit on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
You do a lot of things on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not talking about all these social media. Like, you do a lot.
A lot.
You know what I mean?
It's even like simple research. It'll just be like, yo, let me look up what the fuck enzyme does this. And you're like, wait a minute, shit, I can't do it on the internet. So I'd have to find a fucking encyclopedia for this shit. Are you fucking kidding? I can't go to Wiki? It's like, nah, bro, Wiki ain't for you right now.
It was a week where I didn't have a phone at the time, and my dad had just done, you know, he was paying for the cable at the time, whatever. So he had just left Comcast, and he was getting Verizon.
Right.
So it was literally just a couple of days of just this gap of nothing, you know, whatever. Like, you know, we had our basic channels. My mother could watch the news, but that's all she watches anyway.
Good Lord.
My dad, he just watches religion constantly. Religion God, and damn. Fox News.
Oh my God.
Horrible combination.
Jesus Christ.
Destroys the mind.
Trust News, me. Religion, and Fox. Oh
yeah.
Oh my God.
But I couldn't do
He's got a look in his face.
I couldn't do anything.
Fucking strange.
I couldn't do anything. Like, again, no phone, no internet in the house, can't go nowhere. All I did was draw. I got so much done. I went outside, I'm like, holy fuck. It's outside. There's air and trees and people. Because there's no music or nothing like that to distract you or whatever. You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's just like, huh, this shit's green today. I didn't know this person lived here. You're alive? Holy fuck. I thought you died like 3 weeks ago. Come to find out, I just walk past the motherfucker every day. But I had my fucking headphones in for my iPod or whatever. And I'm just like, couldn't pay attention to shit.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, once I had nothing else to distract me, it's just kind of like, yo, there's a whole world out here.
So many fucking experiences.
Yeah.
No, trust me, I find myself doing that shit sometimes on like bus or train rides and different things like it. Like normally, I'm like, all right, headphones in, fuck everything else till I get to my point. Then there's other times where I'm like, all right, cool, I'm not going to listen to music. I'm actually going to just kind of like meditatively sort of sit here, be here in this moment, but then kind of not be here. So, like, step out of myself from a third person and just observe your surroundings.
Yeah.
And it's normally a lot of people talking about bullshit, about other people, their problems and other shit. Or then you'll get those rare moments where you look around and everyone's on their device. Everyone's just head down, neck down, music blaring, whatever the case may be, typing text and taking a picture, whatever the case may be. And I'm like, yo, what the fuck did we do before these machines? What the fuck did motherfuckers do? I think motherfuckers talk. That's what they did.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Motherfuckers would talk. Right, so I would just I would just sit, zone the fuck out, look at the routes, and just be in my own space among my thoughts. And I'm like, all right, this is dope. Mike, and you gotta do this shit more.
You know what the funny thing about that is now? If you're the one without a phone, you're the weirdo.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're the fucking weirdo. It's like, you don't have a fucking smartphone? It's like, do I have to? Is it a basic necessity now?
Yeah.
Kind of is, a little bit, but, you know.
Like, you look like you... It's crazy how, like, you ever been in a room with everyone with their phone and you're not?
Oh, my God. I fucking hit... Dude, it's the reason why I don't go to most parties. Because I'm like, number one, okay... the sad dynamic is, for most part, is especially now in the modern age, you got those group of people who are all clicked up and they're only speaking with one another. They're all taking pictures, live streaming, letting people know where they're at, what they're doing. And then the other bit to it is, then you just got the motherfuckers where all they're doing is sitting back on their phone, just typing, texting, whatever the fucking case may be. Mm-hmm. And they're not even engaged with other people. I'm kind of person that's just looking to sit and just shoot the shit. Like, I can't tell you how many random one-off conversations I've had from fucking just being in places and just speaking with people.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. I must have one of those, let me just talk to this guy fucking face. I don't fucking know. Like, I no longer really scowl as badly as I did when I was a teen. But I'm telling you, it's fucking amazing when it fucking happens. I'm like, wow.
Yeah, and
I
just learned some shit. Having weed on you helps a lot.
Oh my God.
People are very willing to talk to you.
Eyebrows like,
what time? Like, oh, oh, cool. We get to really be friendly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. I'm telling you, it's just fucking something about this fucking human engagement. People want to fuck around and be so detached. I remember that was a conversation when I went to go see my fucking uncle, and you know his level of where he is right now in recovery, he's not really talking, he's just recuperating. And I was just speaking on him, and I'm just like, yeah, I know me and my father talk about this shit all the time, but you know, after you guys' generation, it's my generation up the bat to kind of usher in the new generation of the old folks. That means a lot of traditions and shit that you guys held sacred, we kind of need to help reaffirm, which means we can't all just be fucking busy. We can't all just be, well, I'm traveling here and doing this, this, and this. No, there's got to be some real gelling and having some form of togetherness. And one of my cousins, when I was telling her, I was speaking to my uncle about it, she's like, word, I dig it. She's like, normally I would be on the West Coast or in fucking, like, Beverly Hills or some shit or just somewhere for months. But, you know, I've just been out in the fucking city. And, yeah, we kind of just really do need to just have more of that time. I'm like, yo, it doesn't make sense to me. Last year, I ran into one of my cousins at Afropunk and did not know the little bro was going. Like, I told I jokingly told her that. I was like, yeah. I'm like, I ran into Carson at fucking Afropunk. She's like, oh, where? You ran a little pothead? I'm like, she's a pothead? She's like, you didn't know Carson was a pothead? I'm like, no. Her attitude is almost always like, wait. I'm like, wait. She is always on permanent Aubrey Plaza fucking mode. Just all the time. Just like, hello. Hey, what's up? How you doing? Yeah, word? That's dope. I would always think she was just pretentious. She's like, no, she's fucking stoned as fuck. I'm like, ah, I didn't know that. That's amazing to know.
Remind me of that post. It's like when you hear his sound, but you realize the whole time it was your friend telling a story.
Oh my God. It's this
picture of Jerry from Tom and Jerry's like, nigga, what?
Yeah, like, what?
What?
Y'all need to stop smoking that
reefer. No, you need to start. I'm
about to say, enlighten yourself, fool. Speaking of this is the one person I've done hallucinogenics with. Do you remember that time we had that fucking salvia on Glenwood?
On Glenwood, yeah.
Oh my God, what was that Outkast track you played?
Aquemini, I think.
Story. Huh?
I think either Aquemini or Spodeodidopolicious.
Spodeodidopolicious. Damn. I was looking at the fucking ceiling with the purple face telling me the secret of life. I'm sitting there bugging.
Some real
this is why
ones,
you
man.
Don't do drugs, kids.
I mean, look. I've done some amazing things off of some trips.
Yeah.
I'll tell you straight up. When I was in Columbus, when I was in Ohio, it was the night before the Ohio State-Michigan game. Mm-hmm. So there was a crazy party all around campus.
Well, of course. That's the only thing that happens once a year in Ohio. Like, one big party, and then it's dead in Ohio.
100,000 people come in, like, a 5-mile radius.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of shit.
That's like the Million Man March for Ohio every year.
So, me and a homie split a strip. So, a strip is like 10 tabs. So, we both had 5 tabs of acid each. And, yeah.
Excuse me!
Yeah. And it was from like 10 p.m. to like 5 a.m. I was DJing on that porch.
I hit a point where, like, I wasn't even, like...
He entered a permanent state of flow.
I was getting so busy. We went to the ships.
They're like, son, are you mixing? He's just like, son, he's just like, it's like, bro, you've been mixing in the rain, bro. Like, yo, you could have died like 2 times.
The music wasn't even on, man. What were you doing?
Apparently, I killed the shit, though.
He's apparently 17 hours of rocking.
I believe it. I believe
I've done some shit, man. I did fucking opium at Bonnaroo. Didn't know.
Opium?
Yeah. I did it in a bowl with weed and hash and shit. And then I saw Norah Jones
play. Were you laying in a room?
I was laying on a rug.
Tend to you?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I got a handy. It was great. Listening and watching Norah Jones. High, Norah like, Jones? New type of high.
Wow.
Just, like, soaking it all in. Like, yo, this is just... I got to do one of those. It was great. Dude. It was great.
Hey, Tom.
If we're talking about trips, we're going to segue into trips for a little bit, dude.
Yeah, we can do a little trip.
When we took Salvia, there's a whole group of us.
I'm glad we grew up, man.
It was a whole group of us. First of all, it's we got a friend to come over, and we tricked him into smoking it because he thought it was weed. He thought it was weed.
Oh,
but
damn.
It was like you could tell.
That's
like
the epitome of not weed. Bro.
He could. You know what I'm saying? It's so true.
At least warned me. He was like, "Bro, I'm not gonna bull." He's like, "I'm not gonna bullshit you now. I got this from a headshot, Montclair." Though he's like, "Yo, this is the low grade, alright? So we should be good, we should be wavy, alright?
Yeah.
Bet." And I'm like, alright, cool, fuck it, why not? It's not crack. And I'm like, fuck it, let's go.
Right. So we tricked him into smoking it. He was upset. He didn't know how to feel about everything. Once his trip was done, he literally took all the blunt wraps and just walked out the room. Like,
oh,
fuck
shit.
Y'all. Right? So alright, so we're going around smoking all this, and now it's my turn. And you remember Sage was there. Mm-hmm. At the time, he was with his ex, Charisma, or whatever.
Gotcha.
Right? So I smoke. All of a sudden, it's like, you know when that shit hits you, you just start laughing, and your voice gets stupid deep, and you start talking real slow and shit, like, right?
Yo.
So I'm just laughing, I'm drooling, I'm dying, right?
I'm drooling.
She says some shit, because she always had a smart mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Always got some smart mouth shit to say. So she says
did she have that smart mouth?
And in my mind, the first thing that came to my mind was like, I gotta kill this bitch. I have to kill her. But I'm laughing the entire fucking time, right? So I look up, I've managed to open my eyes, and I swear to God, on everything, the theme for Family Matters starts to come on. And everybody's name appears in front of them. Oh, and I'm like, God. Oh my God, I'm caught in the Family Matters theme song. And I'm just like, what the fuck is about to happen? But the only thing that I could focus on was like, I have to kill this bitch because she's laughing. Yeah, so while all this is going, the song is still playing and everyone's name is still in front of them in yellow.
It's the yellow font.
Yeah, or whatever. And I'm just like, she just laughs. She says some shit. Everybody started laughing. And I'm just like beating the floor, like, because I'm like, I'm trying to get my composure so I can kill her. But all the while, I'm still laughing. And the Family Matters theme gets even louder. And I'm like, yo, what the fuck is going on? What did I smoke? Yeah. And you finally come to it. It's just like...
That sounds shitty, bro. That does not sound like a good time.
Come on, dude. David. Why don't you let me get you high one day?
See, we're talking about weed.
Weed is different.
No, I'm good. I'll stick that natural high.
I'm not... What natural high? What, you know, there's no such thing.
I mean, technically, yeah, but it's not the same. No.
Yeah, I mean, you can be in a state of euphoria, like, because for me, I'm not going to bullshit you. Every time Comic-Con comes, I see that show floor, I'm like, yes, yes, like, I literally just go in that moment, but then it's gone. If we just put in the mix of that, which it has been, it's like, yes. This is beautiful. Yeah. I'm at Disneyland for adults. There's acid titties along with anime. Let's go.
Yeah.
Sometimes, but yeah, it's a mix.
Yeah, but you... I once in your life. Once.
I'm good.
Alright, that's up to you. But
put on an audio recording of Aleister Crowley.
You know,
get you a fucking blunt.
You know, the funny thing about it, though, Salvia is like 100% legal.
Yes, it is.
The completely shit that it can do to you legal. Is 100%
as
legal.
As are bath salts. As is...
Well, I mean, mad shit. I mean, you know, all the materials that make meth are completely legal.
Yeah, you can totally cop that. Yeah.
Liquor stores are on the streets. Yeah. Destroy your liver, kidneys, all that shit.
Fuck yourself all up. But for me, I gotta say, 9 times out of 9, I've seen more people do dumb shit off of liquor than they did off of weed. That's keeping it 100. That's always 100.
Marijuana doesn't make you want to do anything. Unless you smoke a specific EV strain. Yeah, that's all you're doing is eating.
Two things always tend to happen to me, and I realized it when I smoked earlier this week. Ha ha, if you're hearing this, yeah, that fucking streak has ended. But yeah, it's like, when that shit happened, my cousin's like, yo, fuck it, I saw. I'm like, alright, where are we in here? I'm like, oh, I remember this feeling. Then I'm like, oh, why does the table look like that? Why the fuck is everything out of, oh, god damn it. I'm like, dude, you let me have this room in this state of fucking dismay? He's like, yeah, bro, I mean, it's all good. I know you know, you tend to have your stuff everywhere. I'm like, nah, dude, hold on. I gotta put this here. I gotta put this there. I feel like the fucking mother off Requiem for a Dream when she first, like, started getting on the fucking uppers. And it's like, oh, okay, I gotta fucking get this. Dude, are you fucking kidding? I need to thaw that out. And I'm thinking to myself, like, I had to ask him. I'm like, dude, and this is just shit from the homie, right? Like, he's like, yeah. I'm like, all right, cool. So I started thinking about the other times. I'm like, depending on the strand, I get super self-conscious. It all depends. It's like a weird little tick. Other times, then I'm just sitting there just like, I'm macking. Look at all the hues in that picture. That shit is dope. Where did they get these fucking pictures from? Like, where do I go to submit a picture on this Google Chromecast shit? So, depends on the strand. It just takes your mind to a certain space. Mm-hmm. Other motherfuckers, they don't do anything but just fucking just getting whatever zone it is. I will say, though, if I am smoking, don't ask me to order food for you. Because it never happens. It never happens. I die laughing in the process. There's so many wasted hours of motherfuckers being like, oh, yeah. It's like, dude, call a Chinese spot. I'm like, dude, I'm too hot for this. And then call the Chinese spot. And it's like, oh, yeah, can I order? I'm like, and I'm just sitting there like, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Wait, what did he want? And then I'm like, son, I'm not bullshitting. You're like, son, why are you acting fucking retarded? I'm like, shut up. Yo, you there? It's like, son, you talking to the Chinese people. It's like, but yo, is you there? They're like, do you need to call back? I'm like, nah, I'm about to place this order. We gonna get, fuck. You can't. You're just sitting there dying laughing. So hysterical moments about to happen. They do.
I think we've learned a lot in this hour plus. Mm-hmm. And I want to try and recap, you know, maybe if only for the sense of helping me do my job.
Look at the fucking audio engineer like, hey, listen, dickhead. You've been at an hour and a half. I'm about to sit over here and realize when I get the fuck back and see this shit that I get to now recap it. Cool. So, put a bow on it. A bird on
What's
it.
What's the moral of the story? Digital communication sucks.
Use I'm not it. On Facebook anymore like that.
Yeah? How do you survive,
like an hour a day.
Oh, so
like
you do.
Once a day, yeah. I don't... Like,
yeah.
I go days without it. I go a whole weekend without it. I'm like, alright, Instagram.
I tried, but my problem is that I have way too many things tied to my Facebook.
Yeah, that for me is also the problem.
I literally got a Facebook for work.
Yeah, there's so many groups and different things like that while I'm posting certain shit and posting certain content that it's pivotal to be online. But other than that, just engagement. Tell people now, I'm like, yo, call me. Straight up. Like, we can just talk. We can go catch up somewhere. Like, this weekend, like, I know it'll be going to the city and doing other shit like it. So, I say the whole recap of it is, because of the internet. That's it. It's just because of the internet. A lot of these things.
That might be the episode name.
Yeah, because of the internet. I like it.
Because of the internet. We can't rip Gambino.
Yep. You said because of the... What was he? Because of the internet? Mm-hmm. So he was because of the internet? Mm-hmm.
So we'll just throw that of in there.
I thought he was because of the internet. Okay,
no, he got real internet. Broken with it.
Oh, okay. Cool, I'm with that shit. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Gambino. Fucking spirit animal. So... a good way to also conclude this as well, and you can go ahead and throw some fancy game show music in this, is that I get to now start what is the first round of what I call our weekly Deadpool. That is a particular series in which one of us are put against the odds that are stacked high against us. And for this week, because I'm the host, I'm not a part of this Deadpool. Next week, based on who survives and who lives on that, then they get the guy roundabout. So, going into the arenas to see who lives or who dies is obviously David Strange and Ashley Supreme. So, we're going to do a coin toss. Here you go. Official audio engineer. Okay. When you guys call it heads or tails, and based upon that is who enters the Deadpool this week, call it right now.
Tails.
Cool. It is?
Tails.
Well then, David Strange is in the Deadpool. Unless you defer and you'd rather accept to be in the Deadpool Supreme, and I doubt you want to sit here and really go against the odds of how you will either survive or die. Exactly. So Strange is in the Deadpool the first time around. What fucking luck. So what I have in front of me now are four piles with four different scenarios. One is a person, one is a place, one is an object, and one is a set of circumstances as to how David Strange will survive. And based off of what is randomly selected and picked is based upon you, the listeners, and us to have 1 minute to be able to say why he may not make it or why he will not make it. And then he is given 1 minute exactly to be able to choose. So, because this is your fate and you have to go through it, I'm going to let you pick. So hold on. I've got my little sorting bag here. If you would hold this mic for me there, good sir. Thank you very much.
It looks like the hood of a Klansman dark blue.
Yeah, it really is. And let's see. We're going to go ahead and give you the first pile here, which is the person. So in this bag, you're going to have a bunch of different selections as to who you draw. First pick, no redos, no none of that bullshit. Oh, well, you know, motherfucking, I don't give a damn. Whoever you pick, the first person, pick one piece of paper, pick it, and then reveal it onto the mic. So I'm mixing it up, mixing it, mm-hmm. and this is going to show you who your opponent is. Choose your opponent. This is going to be amazing. Takashi Murakami. Okay. So it's David Strange versus Takashi Murakami, the Japanese artist known specifically for having very amazing artwork and also known famously for very doing trippy. The cover to Kanye West's graduation cover. Very trippy art. I've been meaning to go to one of his galleries. So it's Strange versus Takashi Murakami. So what I'm going to now get you to do is to pick the location. Now, in this bit, I am mixing the different various locations which have an effect upon your survivability there, good sir. He's Japanese and he's an artist, which means he may be able to fuck you up in style. So go ahead and pick a particular location.
And for our readers out there, just to let y'all know, Takashi Murakami has also, he's famous for doing pieces like, he's done a giant anime statue, which mm-hmm. is probably like, what, 5-6 feet tall, mm-hmm. and it's anime character, mm-hmm. spiky blonde hair, big blue eyes, completely naked, holding his cock, while the cum, the whisks ejaculation,
away.
Whisks circling around the character like a tornado.
Did he create Ghost in the Shell?
No.
No. Okay. Now, don't be racist. Not every Japanese artist is a fucking anime. You racist bitch. So now it's David Strange versus Takashi Murakami in an abandoned building. Okay. So now what we have left.
I'll just wait till he gets AIDS.
How you got there in the first place?
Is the weapon of choice.
I'll just.
So now. Whoa, wait. Good. Make sure I got all the fucking places out of there. Because them shits are going to go back into the. Next week's fucking bit. It's beautiful. He got chosen for the fucking Deadpool first. I love it. Yeah. As many scenarios as he's put of me getting fucking obstructed with AIDS, you randomly being like a fucking quadriplegic. Like, he's fucking old this karma.
He hit you with the Joe Swanson?
Word. Go ahead and you pick your weapon of choice.
I'm in a wheelchair. How many times this man has put me up against some bullshit? You could beat him. No, I can't. What the fuck?
What's this? Oh, no. God damn it. I got some of the fucking places in there. Son of a bitch. Pick again. For some reason he accidentally picked a crowded fucking mall food court. God damn it. Damn! a local methadone clinic. I still have fucking places in here. Jesus Christ. You know what? I'm picking for you. How about this one? All right, this one. All right, cool, because I don't need you to keep picking places. Let's see what we got. This is your weapon. Sorry about this, sir. Okay, so it is David Strange versus Takashi Murakami in an abandoned building armed with a pair of Hot Topic jean chains. Okay?
How?
So
the coincidence is just awesome.
It's amazing. I'm telling you, it's fucking beautiful.
Because he's currently wearing, like, pants with chains.
Yeah. So he's going to go in there against Murakami with what he's got on his back. Now comes the set of circumstances, which I'm going to let you pick your destiny, your damn self. Here you go. Now remember, based on everything he has, he has one exact official minute to back up his argument, and we have one fucking minute to be able to fucking strike against it or go with it. Well, let me see what this is. Oh! Takashi Murakami is bloodlusted! That's amazing! He's gonna fuck you up!
Yeah.
So, the situation we have for the very first official Deadpool this week is David Strange versus Takashi Murakami in an abandoned building armed with nothing but Hot Topic jean chains, and Takashi is bloodlusted to kill David where he stands. You have officially 1 minute to explain thoroughly and logically why you would be able to take him out. Your time starts in 5, 4, 3, 2, you're on.
He's in an abandoned building.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the location exactly?
It's an abandoned building. It's any fucking abandoned building.
So
right now he's coming at you ready to take your fucking head off your shoulders.
So,
and you got nothing but a pair of Hot Topic jean chains. Are you going to live or die?
So essentially he doesn't know where he is. I have home field advantage.
How do you have home field advantage? You were both just dropped in a building.
Before yeah.
You know, you could be in fucking Flint, Michigan. You wouldn't know.
You can be in Guatemala.
Unless you ran the water.
If we were in Flint, Michigan, we would both be dead.
you're running out of time, motherfucker. Like, you need to be making a compelling weapon. Argument.
All I have to do is break his hands. That bloodlust will stop quickly once I take away his moneymakers.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, keep going.
I have to kill the man. I just have to make him suffer. I break his hands.
He has bloodlusted. He's going to kill you. He's not going to harm
you. He has nothing to live for.
He's going to try to kill you.
Yeah, that's right. With what, broken hands? What, you going to kick me to death? I'm in an abandoned building. I have weapons all around me. This is the most unfair. I have a chain, and whatever I pick up, I can pick up a brick or a rock, or even pull a freaking pipe from the wall and beat him to death with it. That's the worst case scenario. You could have picked a desert. Come on, man, think. Am I a couple floors up from the window?
10 seconds.
If that, I can just throw him out the window. My God, man, did you not think about this? He's an artist. He's not known for martial arts. All I have to do is kick him in the shin, he'll fall. What's next?
Time.
I give him a pen and paper, like, go, draw. Do this. I'm sure he'll probably draw than try and kill me.
So you're confident in your abilities to take on someone who is not trained in the martial arts.
And we have an official minute now. Guys, bring you saying.
You're confident in that. You're confident that you can take someone who's not martial arts trained.
I'm an abandoned building. I have plenty of weapons.
Okay.
I can just throw something down and he'll fall.
How do you know? Do you actually know Murakami's like health conditions and stuff like that?
I also think it's bullshit because he's not taking into the fact that this man is enraged. Meaning this man probably is not feeling any pain, has lost any sense of sensibility, has thrown everything out the window. He's confused, he's lost, and he knows his only way out is to kill you.
Yeah.
The only thing you have is jean chains, which means you'd have to officially wrestle him, get him to the ground, and choke him to death. You don't know if pipes and all that other shit are available.
It's an abandoned building, Imani.
There could be nothing in that motherfucker. It's abandoned. Everything could be intact. All I'm saying is that the man is coming at you with full rage. So things are intact.
That means there would be fire equipment there, like an axe or a hose, correct?
Potentially, yeah. I can see that.
Water is turned on, so.
Potentially. And that's time.
Another weapon.
That's time. So, the first Deadpool for this week, again, just to reiterate, is David Strange versus Takashi Murakami in an abandoned building who happens to be bloodlusted.
I thought I was going to pick out, you know, some weird country like, you know,
Haiti or something. Like, I didn't see him in Haiti. He's not gonna make it. It's Haiti. Like, the fuck I mean? I ain't gonna fight the gym. What am I gonna do? Baby Doc gonna come back and he'll take him out for me. So
if you're hearing this, and whether you're a resident or descendant of Haitian background or not, regardless, you have to decide as to whether or not David Strange will be able to survive these conditions victorious, or whether he will fall or falter.
You're on Mud Avenue, like, shit, it's gonna take him out. They're gonna take one of them, like, he don't belong. He has to go now. He got to go now.
Okay. I was just saying, you. Haiti, you had to. Yeah, it was necessary.
It was absolutely necessary. Great. Why? Type of things. What other country was going to say? Trinidad?
Fuck.
Was it going to wait for an oil fire to take him out?
If you believe Strange will survive, then respond anywhere in the comment sections where this particular video or bit would be, or on the Lemieux
Florida, that would be only a matter of time. I mean, come on. Put
hashtag Strange.
Something will kill us both by the time we.
You gonna marry somebody from Florida? I'm gonna laugh at you. Word
up. Chai's gonna be from Tallahassee. Word. That's what I'm saying. So if you believe Strange will survive,
I'm gonna marry gutter trash.
Oh Jesus
Christ! Just for that, your bitch gonna be from Jacksonville. Just cause you said that.
Hashtag Strange.
I mean, the engineer just survived Florida. You know, which is an amazing thing.
I'm going back in like 4 days.
Hey, God bless you. All right. God bless you. I need some Florida water.
I'm going to find you a chick from Jacksonville that sells nickel bags.
Right. You can't even get real bags. All right. I'm going to get you some Florida water and maybe, you know, a condom or something for, you know, because if you touch something, you might get AIDS. But anyway.
If Strange is to survive, write in the comment section, hashtag Strange
down. No, I mean.
If he loses, or you believe he loses, hashtag Strange down. With your reasons and comments, and based upon how many votes we get and how many explanations are provided, is based upon whether he survives.
I would rather be in Fukushima than be in Florida.
Actually, Fukushima was one of the actual places. I swear to God. I swear to
God. Oh, that's another thing. If you said Fukushima, radiation's going to kill him off. I mean, shit.
I mean,
he might be weakened from the radiation that came in from Fukushima, so I've won.
I'd be honest with you, I kind of feel that that would give him more of an advantage.
Because he would be mutated, and now he's a mutant.
And
he's
mad.
He's a mutant, and he's bloodlusted, meaning he's like, I'm going to fucking kill him.
His body would be a lot more adjusted to it.
And mind you,
like within the first couple of months, like the moment you got there, like cancer just hit you. That nigga's already afflicted. It's a heart attack.
Now, anyway, what's the point of this Deadpool? If I'm gonna die anyway.
Because you a bitch. That's the point of this
shit. Whoa. Just because I talk about Haiti, Florida.
Talk about wasn't even what you did. You
decimated Haiti, bro. The Dominican Republic, Takeshi Mutokai.
You can't beat a Dominican.
We're just losing followers anyway. By this country.
The country will beat a Dominican in this fight anyway. The way things are shaping up. Moving on.
Bro, you can even beat yourself up in pants. What are you talking about? Wait. Just beat you.
I just started watching RuPaul's Drag Race. So don't. Let's not do this now, all right?
What?
He's feeling extra sassy.
Go ahead.
He's ready to whip it up.
Cause you watch a couple men, confused men. Now you feel strong. You feel wow. You watch a couple confused people. Now you're just like, well, I got this. Stop it, please. Like,
this is the Lend Me Your Fears podcast.
Right? I'm about to get on you.
That's hilarious. That's hilarious.
We end on a high death note.
That's hilarious. So
here it comes. Wait for it.
I hope when Asia sees you again, I hope it's a loving reunion where she takes over your soul, and you know, because Amani knows something about that. Because she
takes over your soul. You're gonna be the best man.
No, I'm
with
not.
Your tight ass suit.
I'm gonna stop that shit. I got famous calling.
Your tie is tighter than the suit.
The burn is sweating all down. Shit will be
all down. This nigga's watch gonna be tighter than his shoes.
That's right, it's gonna be tight. Tight for me to escape, motherfucker, from that shit.
You can see the scars on his knees.
You can see his niggas varicose veins. You got varicose veins, but you darker than your old sweater. Get the fuck out of here.
God damn it.
Stop it. Stop it. I used to do this for fun in high school, bro. We could do this. Like, bring his ass.
We can.
You know what?
We sure can.
And you You know what I'm thinking about?
All right, let's not get, you know.
He got a really, you know, to close out to it, he got a really light fucking Deadpool also. Because I just pulled up blindfolded in a porta potty, and then another one was covered in Magic Johnson saliva. Like, yo, he got mad light. Like, he really did.
Now, if Ashley got all those things, because he's Haitian, he would automatically win that battle. Because, you know, that struggle, you know, nothing can shake him up. So, anyway.
Ah, because of the earthquake! Ha ha!
This has been a Lemieux Fierce podcast for this week. Because of the internet, our first round of the Deadpool. Please, once again, if you believe Strange will survive, hashtag Strange up. If he's going down to his first demise, hashtag Strange down.
This is not the worst thing you'll see all week.
And we will be back again soon. This is Imani Wilson signing off with
Supreme, the Haitian sensation himself.
Yeah.
DJ Dana J.
18.
And
catch him at Coachella.
And motherfucking David Strange. Once again, that's Lemieux Fierce for this week. Peace.